This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
It's episode 318, and we've got plugins for email downloads, subscribe to comments, post type converters, stock photos, short codes for WooCommerce fields, and blocking user accounts. And it's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And still feeling a little hungover after attending my buddy's bachelor party, but hey, I'm here to do the show as usual every Monday morning, and we are live on YouTube right now. So let's hope some people drop in and say hi.
Yeah, that's great. A lot going on. And John and I are actually progressing the video portion of this a lot further. I'd say in the next couple of weeks, you'll probably see a little different of a rig for me. But I invested a little bit into a high quality 4K video camera, and we're slowly making our way to video, so it's nice.
Absolutely. Plus, you'll start seeing us do some actual live demonstrations of the plugins as we go too.
So that's right.
You can see exactly how we put the things to work and how they can really benefit you. So you'll want to tune into the live shows or go back and review it after it goes live on YouTube.
Absolutely.
And of course, let's don't forget right off the top the usual show notes. Don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. And we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. Help us out there at the little thumbs up button. Do whatever you can. Also remember that every iTunes review helps out, good, bad, indifferent, otherwise. Please leave us those reviews. And remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ.
And a little bit of self-promotion. I'm rapidly running out of time in my calendar for the next few months, but there's still spaces in there you can fit in if you're looking for some support. You need a website fix, something's gone wrong, anything along that line. Feel free to send an email to john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and give me a call, 818-850-7729.
Yes, and anybody listening to this show, obviously you have a passion for WordPress. Why not write something unique about WordPress in your own voice and in your own way? I'm now the chief editor for WordPress for Smashing Magazine, which is one of the largest publications about web design on the planet, and I'm looking for writers. So if you'd like to write, email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and I'll reply back with more information about it. It's a great opportunity to contribute to WordPress and earn a couple $100 in the process. Absolutely. So get in touch.
Absolutely. It's a great deal, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the point here where we really like to acknowledge those of you who are bringing the show to everyone by supporting us and donating to the show. If you donate $50 or more, you can leave us a note. We'll read it out. And if you got a link to a special page included in the show notes, you get some great PR from it. This week here, we have $50 donated from JazzWeb PTY LTD, Jeremy over there. And his note, simply enough, thank you for continuing with the podcast, even if your donors are sometimes flaky or forgetful. Don't worry about it, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Hey, we really appreciate your support. This donation is on behalf of Angie's Garden Pet Friendly Accommodation, a JazzWeb website client built on WordPress. So go check it out. It's actually a pretty interesting little site. So thanks, Jeremy. We greatly appreciate your support.
Absolutely. We appreciate everyone's support that helps to the show. Also, remember that you can donate smaller amounts through Patreon at patreon.com/WPPluginsAtoZ. You can do it on a monthly basis, any of that stuff. So we do appreciate it. We've got different access levels that you can attain on our website, based on your donation level. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to keep acknowledging those that are on weekly subscriptions now. So thank you very much to those. They're small, but they really help the show a lot. And you can always go to wppluginsaz.com/donate, where we have all of the assorted types of subscriptions that are available.
That's right.
This week in WordPress news, well, it was kind of a off week for me, but I did bring up a couple of pieces of news here for everyone. The first one is one that talks, an article from WPMU that talks about, does your WordPress site need a terms of service? And the article goes in depth about why you need a terms of service and some really easy ways to get that terms of service page produced and put on your website. This is kind of an important thing to deal with. You really want to make sure you're dealing with your terms of service because it's needed to be done out there.
Yep. And I just did a couple of new websites that actually need that as well, and did a couple new plugins. So maybe I'll review those for next week and actually show how those worked.
Great. More plugins. We don't have enough.
No.
Okay. Next article here is 5 cool examples of micro interactions for a better WordPress user experience. Now, this one here, this article talks mostly about the micro interactions, such as somebody sends a form and they click the button. It really helps if that button changes in such a way that they know the interaction took place. Instead of, I've been to websites, I click to submit, and I'm not sure anything happened. Did my form go anywhere? I need some sort of feedback. And that's what this article discusses and talks about. And then they give you some really great examples of code you can put into your site to improve your submit buttons, improve menus, improve other areas. So it's a very useful article, again, from WPMU. So go check it out.
All right.
And the final one here is something that is near and dear to my heart because I install and uninstall so many WordPress plugins. It is an article on how to properly uninstall a WordPress plugin. Now, I know that seems like a simplified thing. What do? You just go in, click uninstall, and you're done.
Well, right.
It's not always that simple with plugins. Many plugins have an additional step setting in the plugin itself where you need to click a button to have it completely clear out its database. Some plugins leave databases behind, tables behind, other bits and pieces. So this article goes into detail about how you can deal with those issues and how you can get in there and manually clean up those tables. Because I've actually gone back into some of my demo sites where I test plugins, and I remove a lot from there, and I'll go into the database from time to time, and I'll see all these tables from long, long ago deleted plugins. So, and that's not really good for your WordPress site to have your tables so full of crap. You really need to clean them up once in a while. So read through this article, get an understanding on how to properly remove those things from your site. And that one came to us from kinsta.com, so check them out.
Great. Excellent.
Okay, we do have some listener feedback this week. We have one from Craig, SpeakPipe from Craig, helping to clarify something that I caught after I was putting the show up last week. So we'll let Craig take it away anyway. Clarify it up for us, Craig. So off you go.
Hi, John and Marcus. This is Craig McCourt back again. The last time I left you a SpeakPipe, I gave you some great compliments, and I still intend to keep those compliments, but I think in the end you missed my question at the end of my SpeakPipe. I'm looking for a plugin that will make it very simple for someone to share their email address with me online, and I can capture that email, preferably to MailChimp, but I don't even care how I capture it. And then it will instantly give them access to a PDF download. And I can change what those PDFs are from time to time. And they can come and share their email address again and get a different PDF. So, again, looking for a quick, simple plugin to capture emails and give them immediate access to a downloadable PDF. Hey, again, keep up the good work. Great show. Great content coming every week. That's it for now.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Craig. And you're right. When I was re-listening to the show to put it up, I realized I answered your question incorrectly because I misheard it while we were recording the show. But those things happen. At any rate, I think you'll be quite happy when we get down to the plugins a little later here. And I have a plugin for you that solves that problem and in a much better fashion. And we'll collect those email addresses into MailChimp. So stick around and we will have that for you.
Great. Looking forward to that.
Okay, and we did have a new iTunes review. We're not going to read it all out because it's a great big long critique. And if you want to go check it out, go check out the show notes where you can read out the critique yourself. But basically, his big question was, where's the content of our podcast? And then critiqued on how we could properly change up our format to make it easier for people to use. Seemed like a little bit presumptuous to me, a little bit irritating, but hey, to this guy, he gave us a 3-star review. His name is XM Radio Fan. And, well, you want the content? Skip ahead to the sound, which sounds a lot like this. And then all you do is get in there and you can hear our reviews of the plugin. So that's my my bit back about that one.
Right. So basically, this guy is critiquing that he thinks he knows better about podcasting than we do, and I'll tell you, bud, I've been doing it since 2004. Monetization-wise, I've probably done as well as anybody you've ever heard of in podcasting. And your key points are valid, but not applicable in our case. So thank you very much for the review. We do appreciate it. I do take all of your comments in stride based upon kind of the vitriol that you're displaying there, but I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Last little bit here before we jump into the meat and potatoes. I want to make mention to everyone is we do have training videos up and online, and there is a new one from last week for a plugin that I'll be discussing again here later in the show. And please go tune into our website, check out the WordPress training videos, stop into our YouTube channel and check out the WordPress training videos. They're coming in at the rate of one a week, and if I get more time, I'll add it to 2 a week. But hey, those videos are coming finally at last, folks, and they are useful and helpful. And if you've got suggestions to me on plugins you would like to see a training video on, email us, contact us through the website, send us a speak pipe, anything along that line there. I'm always looking for what plugins would be most appropriate for people to have a training video on that they really don't see one.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right. And the last thing here, that's it. I don't have much else. You want to ready to dive into meat potatoes?
All right. Let's rock and roll.
Let's go. Right, first up this week, the plugin I've got here, this one is called Subscribe to Comments Reloaded, and this is the one I did a training video on, so you can go check out the training video on it. And this is a plugin that I have been using for a long time now. I went back and realized it was reviewed back in episode 68 of the show, back in 2012, and I've been using it ever since. So I decided to update the review on it while I was doing the training video on how to properly use this plugin, because it's improved since its 2012 debut, and they keep it up to date. Last update was a couple of months ago. Anyway, this is a great plugin that will help encourage your site visitors to subscribe to the comments on a post. It helps keep them coming back to your site and getting engaged in the discussion that is taking place on your webpage. Now, they can also, if they don't want to leave a comment, they can subscribe to the comments without leaving a comment, so they can just follow the discussion instead of having to become active in it. This is also a useful way to keep them coming back to your site. Now, it collects the email addresses, and with the right additions, you can actually get those email addresses fed into MailChimp or other areas. All in all, this plugin has come a long ways. Back when I first reviewed it, I gave it a 3, but it's improved. It is now at a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out to subscribe to Comments Reloaded.
Let's unmute myself, and then we can continue.
There we go.
This plugin came just in the nick of time. It's called WooCommerce Product Shortcodes. And you can do, if you just wanted to do a random dump of one particular product and have it spit out just stock information based on WooCommerce and a buy button and all that, that's right out of the box from WooCommerce. But if you want to do something a little bit different, if you want to refer to a specific product, refer to a specific product's price or anything like that within a blog post or something like that, this does it. So let me explain a little bit how it works. With this plugin, you basically can replace static text. So if I'm talking about widget X that I'm selling at my store, and I have a blog post that says why you should go buy widget X, I can say, John, I could say something like, this widget X is priced as low as X.
Nice.
And use the short code. And as I update the price in my WooCommerce store, this text also updates itself. So if I want to put a little special piece of text in there, anything like that, say I've got something like Revolution Slider or Layer Slider or something like that, and I want to reference the picture of the particular product and then use this short code as part of HTML to display the price of that product, I can do that without having to then go back and edit all my slides and all my other things. This is, if I change it in the product setup in WooCommerce, then it changes everywhere else on the site when I use this plugin. It's called WooCommerce Product Shortcodes, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That'll actually help out quite a bit. I like the idea of being able to have it in a slider and have the prices update automatically there. So
a slider, a blog post, anything you want, it actually changes based upon that short code and what product ID that you actually enter it in as.
Nice. All right. Well, next up here, what I have, this is the plugin requested that we find by Craig. And the plugin is called Email to Download. Now, what this plugin does for you is it captures emails and then allows a download, like Craig was asking for, and it's just the ticket you want. In its base form, what this plugin does is you set it up, and then you have to put a little bit of code into your wp-config file to make it work a little bit better. You go in and you create a product or a file that you want to give away. It's designed to give away any types of files, be they pictures, PDFs, anything. And then it allows you, whenever you're creating a post or a page, it has a short code button creator that you can create a short code button to place on any page or post based on any of the products that you have created in the database for it. Insert it in there, shows up on the page as this really nice pretty form where it asks them to fill in their email address, and then they get emailed the link to download the PDF file, which is about as instantaneous as you're going to get to prevent people from putting in false email addresses to attract your product. So you want real email addresses. Afterwards, in its base form, you would have to manually take the emails collected and insert them into MailChimp. But if you go for their add-on, which is $19, you can have it automatically insert the emails into your MailChimp or into MailPoet. That is the only two add-ons they have at the moment. Maybe if you talk to the author and you need another one, maybe you can get them to develop another add-on for you. At any rate, really great plugin, very useful. Looks like it's going to solve your problem, Craig. Thanks a lot for suggesting it to us. Greatly appreciate it. So check it out. Email to download, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Very nice. All right. One of the most confusing aspects, I think, of WordPress sometimes is post types. And generally, post types, we're referring to something like pages, posts, you know, those two different types of things. Sometimes we get into custom posts. But once you do it, it's kind of a set it and forget it, right? I mean, it's only really one thing. Sometimes you want to change those over, though. Maybe I want to change a page to a post or a post to a page or something like that, or
absolutely,
a post to a custom post type or vice versa. This plugin does it all. It's called Post Type Manager, and it adds a post type dropdown now to the post editor section of WordPress where you can change that post type to any new post type. So you can change page to post, post to page, post to a custom type, or a custom type to a different custom type, which is pretty cool. And it often happens when you switch themes sometimes, if you have old themes that actually made something into a variable kind of custom post type that is no longer being used and you want to change it into something else. So this is an absolute conversion that does one to the other with absolutely no headaches in between. Great plugin. Rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Play button.
Yeah. New plugins. Yep.
Wrong button. Wrong button. That's all right. That happens. Perfect. That's an excellent one. I haven't needed one of those in a while, but it's always nice to know that someone's keeping one of those plugins developed to allow you to change post types, because it does happen, especially on an older website where things were created as a page when they should have been posts or vice versa.
Right. Exactly.
So very useful to be able to make that quick, easy change.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Finally, I got two quick ones here. One's a quick plugin that it's more of a warning than anything else on the plugin. Then we're going to go into a real plugin. The first one here, I saw something that looked kind of cool today. It was on the new releases. It's called Stock Photos, and it's one that goes into a stock photo website's the Creative Commons and helps you get those to your theme and to use them in your posts and pages. The problem with this plugin, and I will keep an eye on it and let the developer know, I couldn't get the thing to work at all. It was just a complete dead end. Brand new plugin, but hey, that's what sometimes can happen. And I just wanted to let everyone know, because I'd already started to dig into it and say, hey, well, at this moment here, not worth installing the plugin called Stock Photos, but I will keep an eye on it because it's a very useful plugin for many people I know that are always looking for the free stock photos that come from Creative Commons versus paying for the higher quality stuff. All right, and my final plugin today is called WooCommerce e-money transfer payment gateway, email money transfer payment gateway. Now, this one here I got because I thought, you know, I keep seeing the recommended pages of plugins in your back end of WordPress. And I thought, well, let's jump in there. I never go look at those and see what's there. It's got 99 pages, over 2,900 plugins there. And I skipped around and I landed on page 77 and found this plugin here for Canadians. Mostly. This is mostly for Canadians and Canadian clients. If you have Canadian clients or they do business in Canada, one of the ways we make payments in Canada is using Interact e-transfer. Very popular way of sending money here. They send it directly to their bank. It requires you to create a passphrase and a passcode for it. Now, if you run a website, and I've run a couple of them where we've accepted email money transfers, The biggest way you have to do is you have to have a generic question and a generic answer. Always the same question, always the same answer. That poses a bit of a risk if hackers or third-party interpreters or something intercept. It can happen. It has happened to people. If they intercept it, they already know your question and the passcode. Well, what this plugin does is it goes into WooCommerce, and it is an option for payment for people. When they click on it, it then tells them what the question is going to be, and then it generates a random password for them to use. And those are then the random password is then saved in your database, and you get an email about the rest of it. So then all you have to do is log into your WordPress website. So the hackers would need two pieces to be able to get in there. They need to get to your emails, and then they'd also have to hack into your WordPress website to get the information, making this a little bit more secure of a way to get e-transfers in there. A really great, useful tool for Canadian listeners and Canadian shoppers, but that's the way it works here. Anyway, this is a great plugin. I really like the way it worked and the way it's set up. It's called WooCommerce Email Money Transfer Payment Gateway. Check it out. I gave it a 5 dragon rating.
Very nice. We don't have anything like that in the States.
No, it's real popular here. That's how I send money back and forth to people, and how I pay employees and other things is e-transfer. It's really sweet.
Well, speaking of employees, I do a lot of freelance work hire a lot of freelancers, rather, from other places. And every now and again, for whatever reason, you might need to restrict the access of an individual user or somebody who's actually finished with a site. Maybe you might want to keep their account on hand just in case, but maybe restrict what they can do. So this plugin is called Block User Account. And it's about the easiest that I've seen in order to actually restrict management for somebody. Now, normally, John, you know, I'm sure you can concur with this, that if you want to actually restrict the access of one particular user's, you got to go in there, you got to find them, you got to get into the user settings, you got to change it down to like subscriber or something like that. And then after that, what you've got to do is, you know, change it back or whatever. Well, this plugin actually does a lot more than that. So what you can actually do is block an individual user from having back-end access with just one click.
Nice.
So you just block that particular user, and then when it's time to actually unblock them again, you just go back to the users list. You can see who's blocked. With one click, you can unblock them again. I think it's great for actually dealing with individuals that are freelancers or workers on the particular site that maybe somewhere down the road you might have to have them do a fix or something else that's associated with it. You don't necessarily want to delete them, but you want to sort of remove them from that back-end access. Maybe your clients haven't paid either and you want to block them too. Who knows?
It's possible.
So this is called Block User Account, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5 rating.
That's a very useful, useful plugin. That's a nice way to not have to delete the account and then possibly have to recreate it in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
All right, well, that's it. I covered up this week the Subscribe to Comments Reloaded, which I gave a 4 to, the Email to Download, which I gave a 4 to, and the WooCommerce Email Money Transfer Payment Gateway, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about WooCommerce Product Short Codes, which gets a 4 out of 5, Post Type Manager, which gets a 5 out of 5, and Block Users, which also gets a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Okay, and I've got a little bit of a promotion this week. I want to make mention of the SEO 101 podcast, a local podcaster here in the Victoria area. Him and I have been crossing paths for years, but we never actually met. It's put on by Ross Dunn, who is the host of the show. Really great guy, and I actually crossed paths with him this weekend when I attended a buddy's bachelor party. So lots of fun. It's a really great site. I still listen to his show from time to time, pick up some really great SEO tips and other bits of information from his show. So go check it out at SEO or stepfortmarketing.com, SEO 101 podcast, and the link's in the show notes.
Excellent. And no commercials for me, but just remember, if you want to write for Smashing Magazine, get in touch with me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget, stop in at the iTunes store, give us a review. We greatly appreciate your support there. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. And don't forget to stop in at wpplugins@az.com, donate, and donate to the show. Get a weekly subscription to help support the show and help it grow over the next while.
That's right. And also remember that if you have any questions or anything else that you'd like to ask us, you can leave us a SpeakPipe, which is a audio recording. It's easy, just one click. You don't need any special software or anything like that. It's right on the website. So let us know there. And John, how can they contact us?
They can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha ha ha!